that.
Boobs.
Yes, hello, I am Vija, and this is...
Boobs.
Earth Art, classy as always.
I'm in a good mood, shush.
Yes, you're in a very good mood, because this is his last day of his current job.
But this had a, well, we might be doing a celebratory show at another point.
Yes, there may be a celebratory show soon.
Well, let's say, put it this way, leave Friday evening free, because that's when we're hopefully planning it, but we've got to make arrangements and all that.
Of course, if this works out, we'll not be doing one next Sunday, but...
Won't we?
Well, do we want to do two within 3 days?
Why not? I'll do a bloody show. Or we could just replay the show.
We could do. We could just replay again and just, yeah, we're going to bed now. Okay, we're not going to go to bed. We're just going to go play Left 4 Dead 2.
Whatever. Yes.
Anyway, that was Earth Art.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be seen.
Yes, he needs a shave.
Shush.
More so than I do.
Shush, I don't need a shave.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I have to work for a week.
Yes, 2 weeks.
He's
got a new job this week, he's finished with Tesco now, which is a very good thing.
Get on with the show.
Yes, on with the show. What was the point of the show?
Well, first off, you've got to do the IRC rundown.
Oh yes, IRC rundown, yes.
We're not that bad as to forget it, like the people that were on before us.
Well, no, they did remember, they just remembered at the end.
Right at the end.
And
that's still fair.
Yes, also, I apologise for being late. It's not my fault. It's not Sven's fault either.
Actually,
it's Darkspeed's fault.
Yeah, everyone blamed Darkspeed for raising and possibly also strapping down and beat him.
I wouldn't say that. Just it's bloody Australians. They always run late.
That's harsh. Okay.
You know I like making overgeneralizations about groups of people.
Boobs.
Classic. Anyway, rundown of the ISC. IRC, we have Underscore Spondy, Voice, Vija, that's me, Earthart, that's him, Trigon, Trekkie, TA Black, Speed, Drix, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shaddix, Croft, Ringtail Fox, Riddick, Miles, Underscore Prower, Guest 72755, Guest 549538, bugger it, and another random guest, Foxboy Mick, Fast Feet, Staticus, I think. An Eagle Venato. D'Artagnan. Coriolanus, I think. RR. Big C. Archangel UK with prefixed UK is. Vija is masterful. Well, yes, I am. T Bird. MKJZik. Dread, who's supposedly still on SSR. It's a very good trick, isn't it? And.
We're changing, yeah.
Yes. I am the Dreadnought. Woo!
You wish.
Yeah, I wish. Actually, I don't.
No, I think you wish you were more Rory.
Do I really?
Let's be honest. Who would not want to be Rory?
You have a point.
Who would not want
to be Rory? Okay, and then we've got Blitzchris and the almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing Chanbot.
And then, first of all, in answer to one thing, if you're listening to this through SSR, well done.
Yeah.
If you're not watching this on the live stream...
What's wrong with you?
To be fair, if your connection can't handle it, fair enough.
Yeah.
But if you also want to view the show and see Vija make a fool of himself on camera...
I do that all the time.
As well as also seeing what we're working on for the next EC comic...
Yes.
There will be a couple of... there will be some exclusive stuff on this live stream as well. For instance, we will be showing off, by request of Neiman, who is unfortunately not here again.
No.
She's travelling back again.
Yeah.
We'll update with the zombie news later, but if you've not read the comic, then you're late.
Right, yeah. But there will be a special preview tonight of the next upcoming arc.
Of DTN.
And it looks really...
There'll be...
Well, dare I say, it looks sexy.
It's sexual.
Yes, it's very sexual.
But we'll be making an announcement on that, and also, if you want to view the picture, get on the live stream. If you don't want to view the picture, because I know one particular bird was rather annoyed that he saw a spoiler, despite the spoiler being all the characters we already know are in the arc.
Yeah, it's spoilerific as well.
This one's a bit more spoilerific.
More spoilerific, as it's not one that has been in the previous arc already.
No. But for those of you that watched my live stream last night, you got that as an exclusive. You're not seeing that again until it's released.
Yeah.
This one, another exclusive, but this one's for the you guys watching EC. If you watch both, you're lucky.
Yeah.
But it's still not the full picture.
Yes. There's more, but you're not seeing that tonight.
Anyway, in answer to On Eagle Venato's question, open canvas. Okay. It's in the top corner of the programme. In the actual chat, we do have...
Hold on. We can do magic and make it appear even more.
Because they can't see that on that little thing.
Well, I'm zooming it in.
That still won't help. We have Cornelius RR, D'Artagnan, Demonizer, On Eagle Venato, Riddick, Sonic Fox 04, Silver Sonic, Spin 26. And then there's a couple of people also viewing and haven't signed in. I believe about four or five now. If you want to join in with the live streaming stuff,
just click the link and follow.
There's a link in the IRC, but if you aren't in the IRC, it is www.livestream.com/urthart. URTHEART.
Quick note as well, for the people just listening in at the start, we had the theme from Rocky Ridge by Koji Sakuri. I probably fucked that up in pronunciation. That was one of the many sucky songs from Sonic Free Riders.
Why did you agree to play it then?
Because you wanted it playing and I was short on time to think of things. It's interesting, really. It's different.
I was confused by the style of music that you chose for this. I will admit that. Also, D'Artagnan thinks we're a married couple.
We're not married.
No, I already have a wifey, supposedly.
You have a wife?
Yes.
Who?
You should know that already. Later.
Yes, he has a wife. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm free and single, ladies, please.
Yeah.
Form an orderly line.
The thing is, I'm also a wife. I'm in a lesbian marriage somehow.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
We don't want to dig into that anymore, I think. So, we had the theme for Rocky Ridge, which is... They took an interesting tact with the latest Free Riders soundtrack. It matches the level it's played on very well, but it's not as good as previous ones. And to be honest, I only bought the CD for one track. And the signature. Yeah. Okay, so we have that, and then we had Genesis with Jesus He Knows Me. And then I buggered up the streams at the end because it auto-fades and then fades in and I've got to press pause twice or some shit.
Maybe you should always have a buffer track between.
Maybe I should. Or maybe I should figure out sound broadcaster properly.
Nah, just have a buffer in between. It's much easier.
Okay, so what are we on about tonight? Well, not much really, because basically we're going to talk a bit about the latest game announcement from Sega, which isn't really an announcement, more of a... Confirmation of what we already knew. It's not a new game, so don't get excited.
Obviously, DTN news as well, and...
Yes.
Yes.
And I received a new message from Facebook. But the viewers don't need to know that.
Well, they can't see your screen. Yeah. Mind you, they won't see it on my screen either, because I cut off some of the screen. You can only see bits.
Yeah. So, I think a bit of a music break is in order now, don't you think?
Yeah, although also welcome AUK to the live stream chat as well. I believe it's the first time he's actually been in that chat.
Yeah.
I think I've had Echo Hawk and Blake Draco in there at the same time.
Are we going to run through all the people you've had in there?
Sure. Just get on with it.
Yes, okay, music break time, and we're going to have... Mad Gear Zone Act 1 from Sonic 4 Episode 1. And then we're going to have Crush 40 in the... For some reason it's coming up as In the Land, but I'm sure that's supposed to be In the Lead.
Don't look at me, you chose the track.
I chose the track. I'm sure it's In the Lead, not In the Land. What the hell?
Just go with it.
Yeah, I'm going to press play now and hope for the best. We'll be right back. I've got to figure out this switching from deck A to B thing. Ugh, confused. Yes.
.com.
Yes, but they do crap insurance quotes. Anyway, we're back. That was In the Land. I need to update the tags on my computer for my music, it seems. Yes, the lookalike will be along later. I apologise for that. It seemed to... I paused it, then it started, and it's not... I'll fix, hopefully. So, yes. Right. This week, Sega did something, didn't they?
They announced stuff?
Yes, they announced a new game. Hold on. Actually, if I go into... I have a press release somewhere. I got to log in on there. But yes, they announced a compilation collection for the Dreamcast. Can't remember my password.
You really shouldn't be admitting that to people, also I need to turn the camera back on.
Yes.
I'll your password.
Yes. Oh, don't worry. It's cool. But yes, they've announced a new Dreamcast collection. Now, this is basically a collection of all the games they've released already for Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. I can see why they're doing it to a certain extent, because it collects them all together, and yeah, it's a money spinner to have them again in person, but, well, it's like, what the hell?
You only got four games on it. For a collection, it's a bit minuscule.
It is a bit small for a collection, but you've got to consider this is Dreamcast games. I don't know, I mean, how many could you fit on a 360 disc?
You can fit a lot more than that. Well, I don't know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, you've got Sonic Adventure, which, well, I've already got for 4 platforms.
How the hell do you have... Right, hang on, so you've got it for Dreamcast,
yes.
PC,
yes.
GameCube,
yes. And the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
So I've already got it, yeah. Then we've got Crazy Taxi, which actually I'm quite tempted by. Sega Bass Fishing, which has...
Wait, Sega Bass Fishing's on there?
Sega Bass Fishing. Sega Bass Fishing.
I loved Sega Bass Fishing in the arcade.
I get a sneaky suspicion we're going to be guessing this now.
No, in fact, no way. Right, yeah. I loved Sega Bass Fishing in the arcade, because what they did is you had an actual rod.
Yeah.
Kind of. But basically you had a rod set up. But the thing is, the machine pulled back. So
with the Dreamcast, you even got the extra peripheral, didn't you?
Yes, but this is the thing. Even with the Dreamcast, you didn't get that feedback. And this is the thing. In the arcade version, you don't get any on-screen instructions about turning left and right.
Well, you can't get that much,
I know,
thing with outside an arcade.
I do realise that, but it just doesn't feel right. I mean, I have gone fishing before, and it's nowhere near as exciting as Sega Bass Fishing. But that's what makes Sega Bass Fishing work. It doesn't work when it's not in the arcade. So no, I won't be getting that.
Alright, that's good. And then, to round off the collection, we have Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Yeah, because they can't do Part 1 or something.
Can't they not do Part 1? Alright. Yeah. Wait, Part 2 is the one where they have the rip-off of Michael Jackson in it, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I've never actually played. I might get it for Space Channel 5 Part 2, and also so that I have every single version of Sonic Adventure.
Just because you're a completionist?
You know this.
Well, kind of, but yeah. Still.
Yeah, so this will be available in Europe from February. And the Xbox 360, Microsoft PC, PC download. Not the PS3, though, it seems. So, yeah, it's nice. It would be even better if we saw more on it. But, I suppose they're just going to string this out for as long as possible, and they're going to do several Dreamcast collections. They're going to have to do Adventure 2 this year.
They don't have to.
They can't not do it. It's its 10th anniversary, and it was a really big anniversary. It was a really big anniversary game for when it was its 10th anniversary.
The thing is, it's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, the thing is, don't get me wrong, personally, everyone's going to slate me in the IRC probably for this. I think...
I've got to load up the IRC just so I can see them slaking
Sonic it. Adventure 2 was... well, I didn't play either of them until the Dreamcast. The GameCube. Sorry. And I bought Sonic Adventure 2 Battle on release. That is one of the main reasons I bought the GameCube.
Yeah.
think Sonic Adventure 2 still stands up. It's okay, there are flaws with it, I'll admit that. But Sonic Adventure 2 as a game still stands up today. Sonic Adventure 1 doesn't. The thing is, okay, I enjoyed Sonic Adventure 1 playing through it the first time. Yeah. I still kind of enjoyed playing through it.
Right.
But it's aged terribly. The controls are horrid.
I'll freely admit that. I enjoy playing it because I enjoy playing it as a child and it's remembrance. But I'll also admit, I played Sonic Adventure 2 before I played Sonic Adventure. And I like Sonic Adventure 2 better than I like Sonic Adventure.
For me, it's just, it's better refined. So
well, I mean, it is the second one in the series, so they would have refined it by that point.
I know I forget something.
What do you forget?
Arkman's leg bandages.
Don't forget Arkman's leg bandages.
It's too late now.
We can change layers, can't you?
No. It's not. I have to do the line art, which was in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Arkman will have to not have bandages in this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, hopefully we'll be seeing more Dreamcast collections. We'll probably, maybe, hopefully, see Sonic Adventure 2 this year.
I still think it's doubtful.
AAK is saying, "Dear Sega, why haven't you ported this? Get on with it." Yeah, you gotta love Sega fans. It's like, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that?
Why haven't you ironed my laundry, bitch?
Yeah, why do I have to iron my own laundry?
Sega, iron my laundry! Because you really want me having a hot iron in my hand.
You?
Yeah.
You're not Sega.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were instructing me on that one.
No, I was instructing Sega to iron my laundry.
Okay. But yes.
I'll get AAK up here.
I mean, the thing is, I never owned a Dreamcast, but I have played a lot of games I wanted that were on the Dreamcast. Admittedly, Space Jam 5 wasn't them. Yeah. Crazy Taxi was one of the games I also got on release for the GameCube. I've still got it somewhere.
Oh, it's
still the version I prefer to play.
This is again, I got Crazy Taxi 2 before I got Crazy Taxi 1, and I think Crazy Taxi 2 is better.
I've played Crazy Taxi 2, to be fair.
Well, I can dig it out later.
Nah, I don't know.
Dreamcast is still connected. I've not fired it up for the better part of a year, so I don't know if it works, actually. It's all it's going to do is ask me the date and time again. And it's like, I never tell it now.
I see.
Alright. Dear Earthheart, we can iron your stuff, but only in episodes. Yours sincerely, Sega.
This would work if I actually ironed any of my stuff. I don't know if you just noticed this or not, but I've yet to iron anything since I've been here.
Oh, I've noticed. Because I'm the one that has to get the ironing board out to iron my own shit.
Well, I'm sorry. Most of the stuff I wear, I don't see a point in ironing.
Well, I wear shirts to work, Sam. You're going to wear shirts to work soon, so you're going to have to iron.
Yes, but I know how to make sure you don't have to iron them.
Yes,
a coat hanger.
Yes, I have those, but they still don't iron. They don't do it all.
That's why you buy cheap ones.
Yes, I don't buy cheap ones.
Because they're made of plastic.
Yeah. Right, well, here's a dressing trick. Buy plastic shirts, because then you don't have to iron them. Ever.
Yeah, basically.
What happens when they start to get brittle? Because plastic gets brittle eventually.
I don't know.
I think we're rambling now, aren't we? Yes.
Well, should we get on with it?
Let's do a picture. Let's do the picture.
No, you want to do a break first, then.
All right, okay. We'll go to a break now. I've been told to go to a break by my minion. Right, coming up next...
Why are you taking orders from your minion?
I don't know. Coming up next, Lost Labyrinth Zone, Act 2 from... let me think about this. Sonic 4, Episode 1. And then we've got Look Alike from Sonic the Hedgehog OVA.
Hey, isn't it Look Alike first?
No. They started playing together. Hopefully this will work out. If it doesn't, we're boned. So enjoy these, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the preview.
You're overreacting.
It's doing it. It's gone to water, DJ, and stop. Okay, right, we're back. Now, do we want to show them?
Do we want to show them first? Okay, first things first. If you don't want to spoil DTN in any way, shape, or form...
Cover your eyes now if you're looking at the...
And cover your ears if you're listening, because we're going to announce this anyway. What you're about to see is some of the cast.
Yes.
One of them was in the last DTN arc. The other one...
is new.
Brand new. But I'm hoping you recognise him, because I certainly recognised him just from the drawing.
Well, I mean, it took me a second to get it. But, yeah.
Ready?
Ready? And go. Computer.
Yay! Fading.
Yeah, there we go.
There you
it's
go.
Up. Is it on full screen, so I'm not in the... Oh, I'm in the call. Look.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll point you the wrong way. Look. I'm gone!
But yes, this is your preview of DTN. You may recognise a guy on the top if you keep him with the art style. It is the lovely Beeman.
Yes, and...
But he... Well... He's certainly a little bit more dynamic than he was in the last
one. Yeah. He's got a lab coat, Dan. I like my lab coats. Why does he get a lab coat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
However,
I got a lion shirt.
Good 5 points to whoever can recognise the character on the bottom.
Yes.
And
don't give it away to the people who don't want to know.
Well, yes, actually, that's a good point. Well, let's put it this way. If you want to know, post it in the live stream chat, because... Yeah. No, it's not. Dr. Bird's out. No, right.
What?
T-Bird is dead.
Is he I thought he just fell unconscious.
Did you not read the end of the arc?
I know I read the end of the arc. I'm winding you up. He's just an easy wind. No, we're not married.
You really are. Wait, why can anyone lip read? Why do you
I think Alvinato says Blake Draco.
No, it's not Blake. Blake Draco's already in it. He's a new guy.
Yeah, this is someone else.
Let me put it this way. If this is the other side of the picture, right, so it's got... you've got Beeman. Who else could be related to Beeman?
Actually, I'm thinking that I'm surprised we didn't choose his sprite form.
I suppose there was a reason for it.
Yeah.
Does
he actually know he's in this?
Not yet. Which is why I was kind of hoping he'd stay on. But
he's not.
I don't know. Is Dredd still on?
Now you're giving it away.
Well, yes, I'm probably giving it away.
Yeah.
But they've got to get it at some point.
Well, yeah. I thought my first bit about an hour ago was good.
Yeah, that's what I say. But yes, in the next arc of DTN, joining the TSS side...
will be... dun-dun-dun...
the ever-so-sexual Roris Roy Black.
Yes, and he's looking very, very sexual there. Well, he does all the time, but he's looking more so
there. Well, this is the thing. It's hard not to make him sexual. So,
yeah.
But yes, for all those in the IRC chat room or anyone that kind of dumbed down, you can listen in now.
Yeah. We've given this away.
Once you're here, you can listen now.
Yes, because we're back to randomness. Fun.
And if you missed that... this will be going up on the live stream as a recorded session after the... what's it called? After the show ends.
Alright, you're putting it up on the recorded, and I suppose...
it also records it.
Yeah, and I suppose at some point I will put this up somewhere. I've got
yes, but the whole point is they can see the image on that as well.
Yeah,
they
can.
It shows everything on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to 2D mix.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, right, so...
but yes, that's your preview for DTN. A little bit of exclusive to you guys. If you were in the live stream chat yesterday, which I think was like 3 people who weren't part of the actual staff anyway, you saw the other half of that picture, or other third of that picture, I should say.
Yeah.
But honestly, we've really not given away anything plot-wise yet.
No, we've got no... Well, the main plot point isn't even in the picture yet.
Yes, this is true. All we've said is there's another sexual person coming in.
Yes.
Even more sexual than possibly T-Bird X-Dread.
Oh, God.
On his own, he's actually more sexual.
Yes, it's times infinity. Anyway.
And why is he not bloody listening to this?
I don't know why he's not listening to this. It's just, yeah.
Anyway.
Should we move on from all the sexual stuff? Because I'm feeling rather homophobic right now.
But yeah.
Yeah. A bit more news because I'm pointlessly padding the show. Sonic 4 PS3 Dynamic Theme is coming to the PlayStation Store. So, yeah, you can have...
If you want to waste your money.
Yeah, it's a waste of money. Also in the news this week, a happy birthday to the Sonic Show, which turned 5 this week. Come back to me when you've done it for 6 years. Then it gets old. I'm coming up on 7 soon. Holy
ow.
Crap. Coming up on 7 years of running Emerald Coast. I'm old. I'm really old.
Anybody who wants to laugh at Vija and make fun of his insecurities, please feel free.
Yeah, there are so many. I could give you guys a list and you'd be going for 6 months. So many insecurities.
Oh, the other thing we probably should remind you of is the contest we've got on Emerald Coast.
Oh, yes,
and Sonic Rex.
And, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's only those two.
Yeah.
Well, SSR as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
The Arkman X Earth Arc contest is still open. How many entries? We only still got the one entry, haven't we?
One.
Yeah, which is a written entry.
Yeah.
There is what we know there's at least one more in the...
Oh, I know there's at least two more in the works. Maybe four more.
Well, we've got that...
We don't want to talk about what we're getting, do we?
Really?
That's not fair to the competition.
Well, no, we can give them a vague idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, what I'm going to say is you can do it in any form. Mm. I mean, the entry we've already got is written.
Mm.
When I say written, I'm not going to reveal any more of that. We've got at least one artistic piece coming in. And it is... Let's say it's a form that's pretty much close to EC's heart.
Actually, wait, I'm thinking, am I actually only 6 years this year? Because. Yeah. Emerald Coast is only 6 this year. It's Sonic Rex that's 7 this year.
You're an idiot.
I like to keep my facts straight.
Whatever. Yes.
So, Kev's old.
Anyway, so yes. But even though, you know, you've got those forms, you've got written, visual, as I said, there's two types of visual styles coming in.
Yeah.
As far as I know, one is quite close to EC's roots and heart, I think.
Well, yeah, saying, what can I say, we started out that way and we still stuck with it.
You've stuck with it.
What can I say, I can't draw.
Well, to be fair, actually, I have done a couple of comics like that as well.
Yeah, well, I can't draw, so.
And I have one in the works that might be that style as well.
Yes.
But don't feel you have to stop there. If you are very good at the Rex Factor, say you've got into the All-Stars once, why not write a ballad?
A ballad?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you know what a ballad is?
Yes. So, dead Sunday flashback to me. Like,
hang on. I'll tell you what. For next week, if we do this special...
Are we going to sing a ballad?
No, I'll sing it.
Oh, thank God.
I'll write 2 verses, that's it. Just to show people how it's done. Because you don't actually need to sing.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember, it was invented by the Irish.
I'm
not saying that Irish people can't sing.
Merely that they like to drink.
Yes, and this is one of the ballads tend to be one of the things you sing while drunk.
Well, yes. So wait. Oh, well, you don't have to be drunk to sing it. That's why Earth Art sings it.
Well, I had to sing one for my grade 8 singing. I actually had to sing an Irish ballad.
Oh, right.
Okay. Oddly, that was actually one of the pieces they recommended. Obviously, I didn't do it drunk.
No, that would have been a very bad idea.
Well, considering I'm allergic to alcohol, yes.
Yes, Earth Art is really boring because of this.
Screw you.
You see, I'm a barrel at last when I've had a couple of ports in me. Or a tiger. Or, in fact, any form of alcohol.
Again, screw you. Anyway, remember, guys, that we've got a lot of prizes on offer, and one of the prizes is exclusively for who makes us laugh the most.
Yes, so very difficult to do because we're all old, grizzled, and boring.
No, it's fairly easy to get Nemaine to laugh.
Yes.
You just have to be completely random and...
We've not worn her down yet, though.
Huh?
We've not worn her down yet.
You've not really worn me down. It wasn't you that wore me down.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Yeah, being fair.
Anyway.
Yes.
Let's think of other forms. I think I said interpretive dance last week.
Interpretive dance would be interesting.
How about this? If somebody...
As long as they stay clothed.
Yes.
So why did I jump to that and he didn't?
Because I actually more associate the nude with nude photography. I have actually never seen anyone do interpretive dance without clothes. And yes, I have seen interpretive dance. Don't ask why.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I hear interpretive dance and I immediately jump
God
to burlesque dancing.
I've forgotten Arkman's hair as well.
You forgot Arkman's hair as well.
I can fill that in.
You can fill that in.
Anyway. Boobs.
Yes, boobs. Where are the boobs? Why are the boobs always gone?
On Eagle is also writing something for it. Let me put it this way, On Eagle, you've got stiff competition on the writing front.
Yes, very stiff competition. But we still want to read it because we like to be entertained.
Also, Archangel UK has now changed its name to Outdoing EC in the near future, I think it's meant to say.
Yeah.
It's now going Outdoing EC very soon.
Yes.
The fact that he's stolen
our lead artist, I'll have to say. You stole our lead artist,
then let's be fair, we stole theirs first.
Did we? Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
It was because he was taking too long.
No, actually, we had a good reason for it, and it was benefiting her as well as us.
Yes. But yeah, we stole Sophia.
Yeah, we stole Ram. But, the thing is, the main still works for us.
Yeah. She's still our property. Well, not our property merely because you can't own people nowadays, unfortunately, but you know what I mean.
I think
I'm starting to
think
forward,
yeah. I think T-Bird would beg to differ with you.
She merely works for us because she likes to. God knows why.
Part of it, I think, is because she's trying to... We're in a pirate war at the moment.
Oh, yeah. So when the pirate war ends, does that mean she leaves EC?
She either takes my job or she's dead. So...
Sweet! Earth artists are replaced with a sexier version.
Do you want me to get the sex change?
No!
Shut up, then.
Alright, well, that's kind of ended the conversation.
You're an idiot, you know that.
Yes, but I'm a very smart and suave-looking idiot.
If you guys keep seeing that picture coming up, I apologise, it's on my... Yeah.
Something, it's his reference.
It's on my quick list. No, that's not my reference, it's present. It's still down there, because I like it, damn it.
Yeah, as well. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of a random show today.
We're finishing already?
Well, we've almost been on an hour, actually.
Alright.
And what else do we have to say, really? It's
boobs.
There's not been much happening this week. We kind of covered everything last week, and yeah. And if we're doing two shows the coming week, we kind of want to build up on material a bit, don't we? Unless you can think of something off your top of the head.
I don't know. Actually, I do have some ideas.
Oh, go on. Fire away.
No, because we want to leave for surprise. Come on, have some kind of finesse in your job.
Finesse? What's that? Finesse? If it doesn't involve a sledgehammer, it's not finesse to me.
And come on, you're an engineer. You should be able to think of something better than a sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's a wrench.
There you go.
It's a big wrench, though.
And actually,
the type of engineering I do does actually involve a lot of hitting things at times.
Okay, fair enough.
And actually, I was rather shocked when I saw people hitting things.
I have a music
things.
Request.
Oh, right, okay.
Sledgehammer.
Oh, I've got that somewhere.
Yeah.
Hold on, I've got to think where it is. It is... Oh, God, I've forgotten his name. Peter Gabriel. Sledgehammer. That is queued up now. We're going to be getting Sledgehammer in a bit.
For you really old people out there. Yeah. Despite the fact, I think it was before I was bloody born.
Most of the stuff we listened to was before we were born.
I think Genesis was...
Well, it's during.
Yeah, it was early. But
yeah, it was early. It's kind of been whilst we've been kids and growing up as well.
Huh?
Have fun losing IQ points, Anigo Venato.
The thing is, the entry we've had so far was actually really well done.
It was quite enjoyable.
I mean, it was different.
Yes, very, very, very different.
As I said, it was a...
Are we reviewing the entries now?
We've only got the one entry.
Yeah.
Let's put it this
way. But we're reviewing the one entry we've got.
It was a written piece, and it was written very well.
Mm.
Seriously, it was written
Oh, yes, it was written.
And I'll say, it was enjoyable to read. Mm-hmm. It was very enjoyable to read, very well done. Mm-hmm. I slightly am concerned at the origins of it, though admittedly I am in fact partially responsible for those origins, along with the main, because obviously... I actually wonder if people know how this whole Earthheart arc and thing started, apart from what it is in the comic.
No, I don't think so.
I think you bloody know.
No, I you're right. I have this memory like a sieve.
Okay.
I need it for work. I need my memory for work, unfortunately.
Do you know
so
what?
When I'm out of work, my memory's just...
We're saving that for the party chef.
Are we?
Yeah.
The history of Arkman X Earth.
Well, how it came to be in the first place, yeah.
Yes.
Because actually, it's... Let's put it this way. Do you remember... No, you won't remember the first time, because you were in Japan at the time, because it was during the takeover.
Yes. Well, I was rather enjoying the Japan thing.
Yes, we will leave that story for if we do the party show, otherwise it'll be next week anyway.
Yeah. And next time, I'll teach you why the source of my love of port, why how that came to be.
Because port is nice.
Yes, port is nice, but how did I encounter it?
You drunk it. That's a
you take the romance out of everything, don't you?
I'm heartless. What the fuck do you want?
Well, you get a romance with Arkman. I don't. I get ports. I get an inanimate object that I
hang
can
on,
drink.
Hang on. We don't know what's happening with Azure yet.
No, it's not going there.
Oh, okay. So it's Tails and Azure.
No, it's not going there either.
Is Azure going to get naked again?
No.
Oh, well.
There are no plans for naked Azure.
There is now.
Although it does sound like a very good idea.
But she was naked in the first time you bloody introduced her.
Yes. That's why it's a good idea to do it again. But yeah. Repetition is not originality.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah. Anyway, we've rambled on enough, I think. I'm sure we've entertained people, or I hope we've entertained people a bit. So, to play us out tonight, we're going to have... Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel, and I think we should add something else to this. Shall we have something Sonic-y?
I don't know, should we?
Well, we are a Sonic show.
No, well, your show is, mine's not.
Well, we'll go Sonic-y. We've got to pay the bills to the master.
Alright.
Actually, shall we have...
Oh, God.
An unreleased track from Sonic Sat.AM.
Your choice,
alright. I have some unused themes. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, these, but I've had these on for a while. I have played some of them before, but they are unused themes from Sat.AM. And some of them are rather terrible.
And you're playing them because you want to torture people?
Well, it's the last song, so yes. Actually, some of them are quite good. I just can't remember which ones are good and which ones are bad. So, I'm going to pick unused theme number 2.
Oh, hang on. We should probably actually tell people how to enter.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What's the email?
Yes. The email address is vgr.ec@gmail.com. vgr.ec@gmail.com. Yeah, for those people who couldn't spell.
Okay.
You'll notice I slowed down as well because I had to think about it. I'm dyslexic, just assuming.
You are? I don't know.
Well, I'm borderline.
I've never been tested.
Well, I've never been tested either.
The live stream show will continue on. We'll be doing music requests on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep viewing to watch the zombie pictures continue with the colouring, because I was never going to colour this in hour because I've got to colour the entirety of the background.
That's going to be fun. And I'll probably go and play Aliens vs. Predator.
Fair enough.
I've made it through the entire weekend without playing it.
The live stream will continue on, but we'll briefly stop and then start again so that the show's separately recorded from...
That's fair, dude.
Despite the fact the start of the show has some of the Sonic Hour on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's nice, isn't it? It's like, this is an intro.
It's got...
The Sonic Hour is our intro.
What was his name? Lyle the Bear?
No, wasn't it Wonga or something?
No, Wonga was his partner.
Oh.
Lyle, so many characters. Was it Lyle the Bear?
To be honest, I wasn't listening.
Neither was I. I just kept on hearing Lyle the Bear and Roris's voice. But it's Roris.
Yes,
you kind of get dragged in, go, Roris' soothing voice.
It's yes, it is a very, very soothing voice, and he can do many very talented things with his voice, and that can scare you very much so. So yeah,
I'm glad you went that route.
Yes. Oh God. Yes. To the other room. Damn you, sir. Right.
Damn you. You're the one that bloody started it.
Oh, here we go. Right. So coming up next, we have Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, and then unused theme number 2 from Sat AM to torture your ear holes. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back possibly next Friday. I suggest you keep watching EmeraldCoast.co.uk.
Yeah, well, if we're going to do a show, we'll announce it there.
And I'll probably hack into the Twitter account as well, and the SSL Twitter account, and hijack that a bit.
Why bother hacking into it? I have access to it anyway.
Well, I have access to it. It's just hacking it sounds cooler. You see what I've got to work with? Right.
Question. If we were married, do I get to be the wife?
Yes.
Good.
Because I'm the man around here.
I get boobs!
Oh, God. I've got blind just thinking of that. Right, to end the show before, so I can recover my eyesight.
I said, don't worry, I'm already married and I'm in a lesbian relationship.
Very good. And we shall end the show on that bombshell.
Boobs!